Today's cities don't need to be laid out so that ox carts can make U-turns. However, that was the plan behind this Texas town. While the oxen on the roads are now gone, they left the streets wide and never forgot their German heritage here. It's a recipe for success in the state's hill country. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
About an hour northwest of San Antonio, you'll find the city of Fredericksburg. It was founded in 1846 by German immigrants, and as Amanda Kuhn explains, the broad, straight roads through town had a slightly different purpose 150 years ago.
Our main street is very uniform. It is also very wide, so that the ox carts could turn on Main Street.
In the center of town, you'll find a multi-sided building that was actually quite important to those first settlers.
The Vereinskirche is actually one of the first buildings in Fredericksburg. It was the church, the community hall, the school, and a fort.
It's just one of 700 historic structures that's on the list to see in Fredericksburg. Plus, the folks here keep busy celebrating German heritage and much more.
We actually have over 300 special events and festivals throughout each year. Many of them are centered around our German heritage, like Oktoberfest. Three-day festival draws about 20,000 people.
Actually, the Oktoberfest is firmly rooted in the agriculture the Germans brought to the area.
The wineries are extremely important to us here in Fredericksburg. I would say it can be dated back to our German settling. They would make wine out of Mustang grapes, so that's always been a part of our heritage. Now we're home to nearly 24 wineries in our county.
Today, Fredericksburg has just over 10,000 people, but it can accommodate plenty of visitors. In fact, it seems just about everyone in town has opened their home.
Enjoy a stay in one of our 400 B&Bs, and that's different operations, not beds within the same one. Sit in a rocking chair and just relax.
And plenty do come to relax and also take in the sights of this historic German town. Traveling the countryside in Fredericksburg, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.